If you struggle to gain a clear understanding of your purpose, you are not alone. In a recent survey, most beloved women said that purpose and significance was the number one source of their anxiety. So not only are we not sure about what our purpose is, but the uncertainty of it all is causing more stress and anxiety. Now, we know that that is not what God has for us. But in my conversations with women, I've learned that there are five major lies stopping us from discovering our purpose in the first place. And in this video, I'm not only sharing what those lies are, I'll also share how to overcome those lies with God's truth to alleviate your anxiety, but most importantly, to create a clear path for you to boldly walk in your God-given purpose. Welcome to Beloved Women with me, Christina Patterson, where we empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. If you are new here, welcome. Please be sure to subscribe so that you never miss a video. And for those of you returning, welcome back. For daily encouragement, weekly Bible study with me, and unlimited videos to grow your faith, I invite you to join the Beloved Women app. We all have the same purpose: to be image bearers of God, to be light in a dark world, to know God, to worship God, to love God, and to love others. That purpose never changes. But how we live out that purpose individually will look different for each person and in each season. This is your calling. The challenge in discovering how to live out your purpose comes from the lies that we often believe without even realizing it. So in today's video, you will learn the five major lies stopping you from discovering and living out your purpose and calling, the truths that you need to know and believe to overcome each lie, and the one action step you must take if you want to realize all, not some, of your God-given potential. But first, we have to understand that our purpose comes from God, and He wants us to know what our purpose is. It's not a mystery or a secret that He expects us to discover on our own. However, in order to get a clear understanding of our purpose from God, there are certain lies that we must let go of. The first lie that prevents us from boldly walking in our calling says, "God can't use me." Have you ever said that? Now, there are various reasons why someone would believe this lie. Maybe they've done what they feel is so much sin and bad in the past that they feel unredeemable and that they are now unable to be used by God. Now, this lie is completely untrue for several reasons. For one, if God were looking for perfect people to accomplish His purposes on earth, He would not have anyone to work with. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Your sin is no greater than anyone else's. If God can use David, who was a murderer and adulterer, if He can use Moses, who was also a murderer and sometimes lashed out in anger, if He could use Rahab, who was a prostitute, please believe, yes, God can use you. In fact, the scriptures tell us that the plans that God had for you, He foreknew before you were even born. Guess what? God didn't just know the calling that He would put on your life. He also knew all of your shortcomings, all the mistakes you would make, all the sin that you would participate in, and He still called you for purpose. You may feel like God can't use you, but the truth is, there's nothing that our God can't do. The second lie stopping you from discovering your individual purpose and how to walk that out says, "I'm not good at anything." Now, we know this is a lie because the scriptures clearly tell us that God has given gifts to all of those who believe in Him. Every single believer has gifts and talents, not just a select few that have been bestowed upon us and entrusted to us from God for the purpose of building up His kingdom. Now, maybe you grew up constantly hearing criticism about everything that you did, or constantly hearing negativity and feeling that you weren't enough. And that led to feeling like anything that you do wouldn't be good enough for God or anyone else for that matter. The truth is, God's not going to place a call on our lives and then not equip us to actually do it. What's also true is that sometimes God calls us to do things that we're not good at, but He knows the potential that He put in us. And He's still calling us to do them anyways, because God isn't only concerned with what we're good at, He's concerned with what we're faithful with. As you trust God with your gifts, you will get better at them. So let me ask you, what gifts has God given you? What people has he entrusted in your life? What opportunities and doors has he opened for you? God wants you to steward those things well. The Bible tells us it's in our weakness where God's power is made perfect in our lives. So instead of worrying about what we're good at or what we're talented in, focus on what God has given you, what he's called you to do, and how you can lean on his strength to be faithful and do it. Now, don't get me wrong. I truly believe in operating in a level of excellence and honing in on your gifts and talents. But at the end of the day, we have to do the work while trusting the results are up to God. The results of our work as we answer God's call on our lives don't dictate how good or bad we are at a particular talent or gift. It's our faithfulness towards God as he honors our obedience that will get the results that he wants. And that's what should be our focus. The third lie that prevents us from confidently answering God's call on our lives says, God doesn't have a plan or purpose for me like he does for others. Not true. Just because we're not clear on God's plan for our lives doesn't mean he does not have a plan for us. God is very intentional and very strategic about everything that he does, even the reason why he created you. He has a plan and a purpose for you, regardless if you see it clearly or not. You know, we read about the infamous heroes of the faith in the Bible and the things that God miraculously accomplished in their lives as they boldly answered God's call. What we have to realize about those men and women that we read about in the pages of our Bible is that as they were taking those steps of faith and living those things out, they didn't know how it was going to turn out. Noah built the boat. Moses told Pharaoh to let God's people go. Rahab hid the spies. David challenged Goliath. All these people didn't know exactly for sure how everything would work out. They didn't know the exact blueprint or plan, but they stepped out on faith anyways because they didn't need to know the perfect plan when they knew that God had a purpose and a reason for everything that he does, even when it didn't make sense. Now, I understand how confusing this can be. I know for me, it didn't make sense when God called me to get a degree in business and then a master's in seminary when I had a background and interest in video production. The pieces seemed all over the place and it didn't make sense. And now I lead an organization and business that reaches millions of women with God's love and truth through video. It all makes sense now. I want to encourage you, just because all the pieces haven't come together yet, doesn't mean that God doesn't have a plan. He does. Keep seeking his purpose and watch everything work out. The fourth lie stopping you from understanding and walking in God's call on your life says, if I'm not in traditional ministry, I'm not in God's purpose. This is the one that I hate the most. I also think that this lie is the most prevalent lie that prevents believers from truly letting their light shine wherever God places them. We often mistakenly think that in order to be used by God, you have to be a pastor or evangelist or Christian speaker full time. But here's the truth. The Bible tells us that God so loved the world, not just people in church, not just people in a Christian bubble. That means that as we partner with God in response to the Great Commission, we are called to the ends of the earth. We are to go out into the world, to the workplace, to the marketplace, schools, PTA meetings, and more to be a light for God. Do not let the enemy make you think that just because you're at a 9-to-5 or just because you work in corporate America or just because you're often in boardrooms that God is not using you right where you are. We can't put limits on God and tell him how his purpose and plan is supposed to play out. All we need to do is trust God where he planted us, because when we don't, we'll miss all the opportunities that God is giving us to live on mission. The fifth lie that's blocking us from truly living out our God-given purpose says, I need a clear plan before I can make a move. The truth is actually quite the opposite. You actually need to move before you will ever see the clear plan, because that's how God operates. Now, why does he do this? If we had a clear plan from the beginning, we wouldn't be required to exercise and operate in faith. God doesn't want us to be so focused on getting everything right and perfect. He wants us to place our faith in him. So he almost never gives us the complete plan and each step to reach and realize our call, because he gives us room to operate in faith and trust in him. Now, faith is so important when it comes to walking out God's call on our lives, because Faith is what actually empowers us to do what God calls us to do. Getting more information is not going to give you the motivation and the fuel you need to obey God. Now, data and information is helpful to help us make wise decisions, but how many people do you know that have a lot of information but don't act on it? How many people do you know that take time to collect all the information so they know a lot, but they don't do a lot? Often we're so focused on the end goal that we forget God desires to walk with us through the entire journey as we lean and trust Him. But the Bible tells us not to lean on our own understanding, but instead to trust God with our whole heart. Instead, we'll put our trust in a plan. We'll put our trust in some sort of strategy. We'll put our trust in knowing what's going to happen next. But we are called to put our trust in God. It is in the process of walking out our calling where we are honored to be able to do just that. Purpose isn't just the outcome, but the journey itself. So now that you have the truth to get unstuck from the lies preventing you from discovering your call, you need a practical way to know what the call on your life is. So I invite you to watch this video where I will share 7 questions to ask to discover your God-given purpose. For more encouragement, please download my free Bible study called Worry Free to learn the 3 lies feeding your worry and the truth to set you free at belovedwomen.org. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time, be beautiful, be blessed, and be loved.